This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning. It's Friday. It's 9:07 because no one was here. And you're on the Just Now Comedy Podcast. It's me, Brandon. I'm all by myself. Eric, where are you? Stuck in traffic still? And Dave is in Durban on a secret mission, which we're going to go and we're going to give him a call now and chat to him and see what he's doing. I don't know how to work any buttons, so I'm just going to push and see what happens. Nothing's happening. I'm bad at this. We need Eric and Dave. We do have a guest today. His name is Robin. He's from Time for Comedy. While we wait to get through to Dave, he can introduce himself, tell us what he does. You got to be funny. This is the comedy podcast, so no boringness. No pressure.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, guys. Yes, Time for Comedy. We are... We promote comedy, we promote local comedians, up and coming, some of the guys that are on TV.
We've got Dave Tsello. Morning, Dave.
Are we in the radio land?
Dave, you're rude, radio man. Land. You're rude.
Internet radio land.
Yes, welcome, Dave. Dave, everyone's wondering what you're doing in Durban.
We're watching movies.
You're watching movies in Durban. You should be on the beach. Breakfast Beer Club starts at 7 in Durban. Or not.
There you go.
There we go.
A bit softer.
There we go.
Okay.
What time does Breakfast Beer Club start in Durban? 7. You're on holiday? You should be drinking already.
No, I went for a run.
A run?
Jeez.
No, I'm lying. I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, we were going to say. So Dave, everyone's very interested as to why you went to Durban to look for air experience. No one understands.
Oh, no, the mermaids are... they're not here because mermaids, I think, are a northern hemisphere phenomenon.
Oh. That's why their skin is so light.
Okay.
Yes.
From Scandinavian.
They're Scandinavian.
Wow, yeah. That's so now, impressive. Tell me, who did you get as a guest?
We have Robin from...
Robin from Time for Comedy, Dave. How are you?
Robin Dunlop.
Hey?
Robin Dunlop.
Robin from Time for Comedy.
Time for Comedy.
Yes.
You're a man.
Don't just give me names.
You're a man or a woman?
I don't know. What do I sound like to you, man?
Sound hot.
Thanks. Thanks. That's all I've been waiting for. That's all I've been waiting for.
Is there nothing
down for comedy?
Is there nothing down on the south coast there?
No, there are. There's a caravan park right below me, so I could easily.
Oh, fantastic.
There's some slim pickings there.
Yes.
Okay.
There must be enough, but I have to get to know the dad first.
Yes, 100%.
And then we have to be friends and talk
because,
up the cost to the dad.
Because if he's going to be sleeping in his caravan and you're going to be in the tent next door, you guys are going to know each other pretty well.
I think if they like you, they give you the main suite.
Oh, okay, so he'll move to the tent and leave the caravan with you.
His families are close. And so that's the caravan park. And then what is Time for Comedy? Isn't it always Time for Comedy?
Well, it's Time for
Comedy. Well, yes, it's always Time for Comedy. I think when Eric's involved, it's late Time for Comedy because 9 a.m. is long gone. But Time for Comedy is...
even I'm there on time.
Yes.
Yes.
Well done.
But Time for Comedy is we host shows, we promote comedians, we have a website. Timeforcomedy.co.za.
Listen, if you've got a website, you're ready. I believe you're ready.
There you're done. There you win.
Is Palesa there?
Palesa is sitting next to me. She's running the board because there's too many buttons. I don't understand. off on.
Basically, what you're saying is we're getting away with this one.
Maybe not.
What's the plan for today? What are we doing?
We're
phoning you.
We've decided to phone you, find out what's happening down on the south coast.
I'll have at 9:30, and we're not allowed to talk to guests for more than 15 minutes, but because I'm not a guest, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, look. Eric's here. He's walked in.
Eric's there.
He's looking very tired.
Eric.
You know what happened?
You know that Eric's excuse was he had to shower.
You know how long it takes to get the mermaid tail? Because the mermaid tail
Yes, because when you get wet, then it's...
That's it.
The tail comes, but then also...
No, the tail, you can't fit the whole tail in the shower. So you have to kind of do it, like you have to lie in the shower with your body, and then you turn it around and you put the mermaid part in the shower.
But Eric, but I'm, I mean, Eric's looking very clean.
If he that does, counts he for does. Something.
And he
does.
Smells good.
I'm taking... Brandon, I'm actually surprised you pitched up for this thing.
Oh, you know...
No, Brandon was the first one here. I messed up this morning. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Okay, let me...
Welcome to Cliff Central.
Let me just catch up. I'm going
to
explain...
Eric, introduce yourself to the guest.
Yes.
To the guest. I know the guest because I asked him to come here.
Yeah, Eric's that guy that invites you and then he doesn't get it. He's like, Brandon's your guy. Just chat to Brandon.
Just chat to Brandon.
Okay, so what...
Every swingers party I've ever been to.
So what is currently happening is at my house, they are busy installing a shower.
Yes, we've discussed the shower.
Is it one of those outdoor jewels?
I feel like you guys were making mermaid jokes while I wasn't here. Were they? Yeah.
You know what? Eric's mom found him in the room moisturizing his mermaid tail.
Is that what they call it these days? I'm not doing anything. What's that slapping sound? It's my mermaid tail.
What's that slapping sound?
Just moisturizing my mermaid tail.
So what's happening is we are busy installing a shower at my house. Okay. And because of this, they are busy doing all this construction type shit. And
it's called renovating.
Yeah, I don't care what it's called, Dave. So they're busy like breaking down my house, and it's causing a lot of dust. Okay. And because of that, it fucked up my voice. And that's
your
why
voice.
I'm like, my voice.
That's
that's what's happening.
And that's why you're late, because your voice was fucked up.
I have half a voice.
To ensure my voice.
If I don't control it, it makes that noise. That is.
But also, if they're installing the shower. How did you... You said you were late because you were showering.
Okay, so... No.
Oh, here we go.
I was late because I had to wash via scottle. That's what happened. Yeah, so... but I'm here now.
I'd like... No, but wait, stop. Let's go back a second.
I'm listening.
Yeah, let's
How
go
do
back,
you please. Wash via scottle?
Okay, so what you do is you need three things. You need a tap.
Yeah.
You need a bucket and you need a scottle.
Yeah.
Cool. So step one... is put the bucket under the tap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Step two is open the tap.
Yeah.
Step three is really wait for the bucket to be almost full.
Yeah.
And empty it into the scottle. And then repeat steps 2 to 3 until you are happy with the amount of water, and then you wash, and then empty the water.
The scottle's in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yes.
You're there, you just...
On the floor, in construction.
In construction.
Just next to the cement. Yeah, next to the cement and all the tiles and stuff, yeah. That's how you wash.
Well,
for a guy that washed with a scottle, you look good.
He does.
Fresh.
He does.
Yeah. Thank you kindly. Yeah, but I'm here now. So what's happening, guys? Yeah. Why did you phone Dave? I thought you were going to handle this.
I was trying.
You tried. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, the just now comedy podcast without a comedian
doesn't make sense.
It's just now a podcast.
That's exactly what.
You know, if you post something on Facebook, if you do it straight away, it says just now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. I've seen.
Thanks.
I use the
names.
We own it.
Yeah, we do. We have to. This is our show, man.
Trademark.
That's what we do.
Thanks, Facebook.
Thanks, Dave.
Ask Robin some questions.
Yeah, we're gonna switch you off now because I'm here.
We're gonna switch you off.
Yeah, we love you. You can carry on watching your movies there in Durban. Yeah. I was listening while I was on the way here, so I knew you were making comedy jokes.
We're watching Real Steel, and it's about robots that fight.
What? Real Steel? That's the one with Sylvester Stallone, yeah.
No, it's the other guy.
The other guy. That's also...
Hugh Jackman.
That guy that looks like Sylvester Stallone.
The other guy.
No, you see, the movie's about robots boxing. So it's like boxing Sylvester Stallone, Rocky.
Yeah.
Sorry. I apologize.
I'm just opening my window so you can hear the sound of the ocean.
Nothing.
Nope, fuck all.
Yeah.
But we
love
you.
That's the sound of the... There's a lot of people in the caravan park bathing in scottles.
I think we should switch him off. I really think so.
You know that Eric would love to switch me off, like in general.
No, not in general, just now, because I'm trying to focus on the show. So we love you, and we need the aux cable for background music.
All right, cool, man. You guys be cool. I'm off to Australia. Lost brain on what it's like.
Wow, lekker. Enjoy the dubs. Be safe out there.
Bye.
Ciao. That was Dave Levinson.
Yeah, that was Dave Levinson.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me, guys. What's happening? How's it, Robin?
Good and you, man?
Cool, thank you. So, guys, this is Robin from Time for Comedy, Robin Lee Jones. I invited him this morning because this week what we had was the nominations for the the Comics Choice Awards.
Stop right there.
Wait, before we do all of that unnecessary stuff, let's find out who Robin is, because he was interrupted. I was listening. Robin, okay. Please tell us, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm Robin Lee Jones, as Eric said. Time for Comedy is a brand that is here to uplift and empower comedians that are up and coming in the industry. We love comedy as a whole, and we have a website, timeforcomedy.co.za, where we also promote not only our own shows, but work of local comedians. Not to say that there's a lot of material of local comedians.
Okay.
But we're actually looking for material that local comedians can send through for the website. And we have shows every month. We have Randberg, Santon.
Okay.
We do Kyle Lamy as well. So, yeah, we basically promote comedians, and we have, we promote our website as well a lot. And, that's us.
Okay. No, cool. So where's your main focus right now in terms of venue and audience?
In terms of that, I would say it's the Loft at Kyle Lamy.
Okay.
And then also Old Park Sports Club in Randburg.
No, is he? I don't know. Oh, sorry, my bad.
Old Park Sports Club in Randburg.
Yeah.
And then Florida is Deja Vu.
The Club Deja Vu, that's it.
Yes.
Okay. No,
that's the three main gigs that run monthly.
That's fun. Who have you had on your lineups thus far?
Quite a number of guys. Robbie Collins, Dylan Oliphant, Chris Forrest, Bongani Dube, okay. Ebenezer Debogwane, and the list goes on.
That's cool. I know. I was supposed to be there, what is it, twice?
Like nine times.
It's twice. It's
like
twice.
Nine times.
I'll give you my reasoning, because I know
you,
I didn't give
you took
reasons,
a shower with a squattle. Yes. I understand fully.
You were justifying a lot of things this morning.
But yeah. No.
No, I have to justify myself, because I feel like a lot of things in my life goes unsaid, and then people are like, this guy's just making excuses. My excuses are legit. The first time I was supposed to come, I didn't have petrol money.
Okay.
And I would have gotten halfway to what you call it, to Deja Vu, and I would have ran out. Then you were going to have to fetch me. Your show wasn't going to happen. So I was like, no, for the sake of comedy, let me not inconvenience this guy. Let me stay at home.
Oh, wow. You're so generous.
And then the second time, I ended up at Hooters. I wasn't drunk or anything. I just ate too much chicken, and I was sick. Like, that's what happened. Because they have that special on Wednesday nights. Eat as much chicken as you can for 125 Rand. I had 40 wings, and 35 of them made it home.
I mean, your excuses are better than anyone else's
it is.
Excuses I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's totally the opposite, always.
Yeah, I mean,
the first excuse, he has no money. The next excuse, he has all the money.
Yeah.
Well, in
next
yeah,
week, he's not
yeah,
going to be here because he was at the spa having a shower and a massage.
Yes.
I fucked up. I'm sorry. That was my bad, man. Come on. Don't hold it against the guy.
But now, Eric, you were talking about... Yes.
In the week, when was this? On Wednesday. On Wednesday, we had the announcement of all the Comics Choice Award nominees.
Yes. And I see there's one sitting in front of me.
Yes, you are listening to one of them right now. I was nominated for the newcomer.
Not the newcomer, the latecomer.
Oh, yeah. Well. Come on, Robin.
You would win that one hands
you gotta,
down.
You gotta let it go now, man. I'm sorry. I'll be on time for the awards. Like you said, it's always the opposite.
On time for comedy.
Award for the next one. Yeah.
Okay.
So we had the announcements, and I had the list here with me, but then it disappeared because I was listening to the show. So they had the announcements, and it was weird because it was a lot less attended this year.
Okay.
Last year, there were more comedians. And it was a lot fuller. There was a bigger buzz.
Yeah.
And it was nice last year, but this year was nice as well. It was just that the attendance was a bit. It was a lot emptier.
Yeah.
It was a lot emptier this year, but it was still a dope event.
Yeah.
And, yeah. No, it was good.
Yeah, a lot of people got drunk very early in the afternoon. It's like 2:30. People already hardwired.
And just had nothing to do after that.
Yeah. Because that's what comedians do.
Nobody knew where to go.
No idea what was happening. As soon as they were done, and they were like, ladies and gentlemen,
you can go now.
Savannah is free.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But normally it's like 11 o'clock when you guys say it's done.
Yeah.
What happens next?
That's confusing.
What happens next? Yeah, so the people were drinking, people were having a fun time. And it was dope.
Yeah.
But in terms of nominees this year, I feel like it was a well balanced and well chosen,
nominee list.
Channel of nominees. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Nominee list.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how did you feel about the nominees? Have you been in the game long?
Long enough to know the guys that were nominated. Know most of the guys and know about some of the other guys. But okay. I think for me it was really guys that deserve to get nominated for what they have been nominated. Okay. It wasn't a shock in any way to find out this guy is nominated for that. Or, I think it was really worth. I haven't been to the nominations before.
Okay.
It was my first time. I've been to the awards last year. Okay. So I know the award winners. But in terms of the nominees, I think they were really deserving of it. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. That's a nice opinion. And where were you on Wednesday, Brandon?
Where was I on Wednesday? I was probably working.
Oh yeah.
You know, at the job that you have
a job. I forgot.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm sorry. For you.
Yeah. You and your
you
damn
people with these jobs.
You and your damn job getting in the way of everything. I hate that I can't find this list now. But yes, guys were nominated. We were supposed to have Tabiso as well. Tabiso was supposed to be here.
Okay.
And he was also nominated as one of the newcomers of the year. And it was odd for both of us because we were sitting next to each other and we were talking and we were like, yo man, who do you think is getting nominated this year? So I started giving him my list and I wasn't even on my list.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know it's going to be Bongani Dube, Tsitsi, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Cool. And then they start naming people. Then they named him. Then I was like, oh shit, that was on my list. And then they named me. Then I'm like, oh shit, that wasn't even on my list.
Yeah.
This is crazy. And then, yeah, man, like people, the thing is, what I wanted to say about the Comics Trace Award announcement is that it is a weird time because the room is filled with press and comedians.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what they did last year was they had a comedian do 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
Which is just, it's like, no.
It doesn't work.
It's your funeral. That's all that it comes down to, because doing comedy for comedians is like trying to sing to a singer.
Yeah. Unless
they are going to judge you.
Comedy.
They're going to judge you left, right, and center, and it's going to go down badly.
Yes. Sure.
So that snooze last year, and man, it was difficult. It was really, really difficult.
But they don't do comedy at
one.
The
room is divided.
Do
yes,
do they do.
Which
they
you
do.
See
5 minutes. You get 5 minutes when you accept your award, and you can do comedy if you want to. You can just say thank you and bounce.
Yeah.
So, at the announcement last year, they had snooze do 5 minutes. Now it's difficult to do the comedy at that venue because one, the room is divided. Comedians are sitting on one side, and then it's just. Press. And some audience members on the other side. And two, because most of the people aren't really listening because they haven't heard their name called for one of the awards, now they're just not paying
there's
attention
no interest.
To you. Yeah, there's no interest. And there's a podium. So you're standing at a podium doing comedy and you can just imagine how that's going to go.
Yes, no, that's going to go down well.
Yeah, just absolutely swimmingly.
But now the Comics Choice Awards doesn't mean anything.
What it means...
If you win it to the general public.
To the general public. What it means is just you will see a lot more of the award winner.
Yeah.
For, yes.
Call it six to 8 months.
Sure.
Because they're going to put this guy on lineups. They're going to show him off.
Sure.
Yeah. He won an award and this is what he can do.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's cool. It's more. It's a good boost for your career as well.
Yes.
Because what it does for you is it puts you on the map. Sure. If you weren't on the map prior. So people who didn't know about you will now know about you because you have won the award. And it's also just nice, man, to have an award.
No, sure.
To be recognized is
just
good.
Nice.
Yeah, now
is there a benefit to it?
There is
a benefit.
The benefit to it. Is that you get recognized and stuff, yeah.
For people who don't know, like, how do they choose the winners and who votes? Is there a vote system?
Comedians,
so the comedians actually
themselves.
Do it.
Yes.
But there is an audience choice.
Yeah, there is an audience choice. Oh, yeah. There's 9 categories across the board.
Something
it's,
like
it's,
that.
It's a newcomer, it's breakthrough, it's intermediate, comedian of the year, comics pen.
Pan-African
Award is the new one. And then what else? Audience Choice.
Did you say Comic of the Year?
Yeah, Comic of the Year I said. And yeah, I think that's it. 7, 8, 9
Intermediate Breakthrough.
Yeah.
You said those.
So those are the 9. And of the 9, 8 of them are voted by comedians.
Okay.
So we get a time to vote. And you choose your 3 best.
Okay, but now,
and you can choose accordingly.
The comedians choose. They're not like, hey, this one's my buddy, so I'm voting for him. Or
look, it is a bit of a biased thing because you are sitting at home, you are on your laptop, you're busy scrolling through porn or whatever it is you're doing. And now you come across the website and you're like, oh, cool, I need to vote for these guys.
Yeah.
And as you're voting, you're going, yeah, hey, this guy said some shit about me last week, I'm not going to vote for him.
Yeah.
So in terms of that, it is a bit of a weird one. But, I mean, generally, guys should vote according to how well you're doing.
No, sure. Well, that's the thing. You know, if comedians are saying this guy's funny, then people should go... okay, he's funny. We're gonna believe that guy because he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny as well. He knows funny.
yeah.
So that is the downside. But I mean, I feel like I voted fairly. I voted in a clear mind. I just came from comedy. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let me see. Went through some of the categories. I even skipped. I'll say that live on radio. I skipped a category and a half because I didn't know who to vote for. I really had no idea. But I mean,
because you didn't like anyone, or you liked everyone.
Yes, I liked
something
everybody.
Like that.
I felt like everybody deserved the vote.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be the dude to go, hey, just you three. Nah, I didn't really like that. I was like, nah, I'm gonna skip.
I feel your pain.
Yeah, man, it's rough out
it
here.
It happens
it's
to me.
Rough
it's
out
rough,
there.
Man.
It's hard.
Yeah,
it's
but I mean, that's what happened on Wednesday, and it was dope. And like I said, Abiso was supposed to be here. He just made shit so funny because he announced the Comic of the Year.
Comic of the Year, yeah.
And man, he went and he did 5 like off the cuff gags, and oh my goodness, like he did it.
So he's doing comedy for comedians.
Yes.
So he'll pick on a comedian and say something about them.
Oh man,
and then it's funny for you guys.
It was so funny.
You guys don't hear about how
everybody. Yeah. Everybody laughed because they were like, "Oh shit, that is genuinely funny."
But you don't want him to stand up and talk about how he walked home and saw a dog and
no. There's little.
Yeah. You want him to go
things that happen just
it's just relevance. That's all. Very
so relevant.
Yeah.
He roasted one of the comedians that went on. One of the guys that were nominated for the Pan African Award.
Mm. Yeah.
Guys from Lesotho. So he roasted
him.
Oh,
yes.
That was funny. Yes. But the way he brought it in was... It was just so unexpected. Because rest in peace, Ray Piri. Ray Piri passed away in the week.
Yeah.
So what he did was, he went, so RIP to Ray Piri. And then everyone was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So then he's like, I would have asked for a moment of silence, but that guy already did his set.
Yo.
Yay.
That was bad.
Yay.
Unexpected.
Yay. Yeah. Everyone was like, what? So just after that, then he goes, so rape is weird. And everyone goes, ooh. He walks away from the podium. He puts the paper down in front of John Flismas. He's like, John, I told you this joke wasn't going to work. I was like, this guy, this is so genius. So genius.
Then he announces his show.
Then he goes. Oh, yeah. Just by the way, we have a show on the 24th of August at the Joburg Theatre called Trash Talk, myself and this guy. But that's just by the way. I don't know why I said that. And then he announces the guys. So he announces the first one, announces the second one, third one. Then he goes, Scoop Maslope. Everyone claps. He goes, I'm joking. I knew you guys were going to react like this. Keeps quiet. Everyone goes, ah. He's like, no, I'm joking. Skumba is really one of them. Like, just so beautiful.
But that's
so,
the way a comedy awards should be.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Yeah,
it should be fun.
It should be rap.
It shouldn't be so serious.
Yeah. We should be able to either laugh at you or laugh with you.
For
not
sure.
Laugh because things just
because
got awkward. Or not laugh at all. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but it was nice, man. It was dope.
Nah, it was good.
Pretty damn dope. Pretty damn
it was
dope.
Good. I think the guys there, they're always on point with the awards, with the whether it's a press conferences.
Yeah.
They really...
It's always organized. It's always done well.
Sure. I know a lot of the comedians attend just because they serve
the
food.
The free alcohol.
I was there for food. I'm not
the
even
The food is there and they go.
Because I hadn't washed in 2 days yesterday. So I rocked up and I was hungry because I didn't even brush my teeth. I just got there and I was like, hey, guys.
So, and you see them because they don't know the food.
Yeah.
Like Chichi's like, yo, I want that. And he takes it. And he realizes this is just vegetables. And he's like, nah.
Yeah, they had the monkey
some
babs.
Fancy
it was so funny. Guys just like, yo, what's that? Let's try that.
Yo.
Put it on the plate. And like, but how don't you start eating this thing?
Yeah.
No idea.
Move on. Yeah.
Nah, but
when is the award?
The awards are on the 9th of September.
September, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've got some time to go vote. And can...
No, but now what happened was with the audience, like I was saying, Audience Choice Award is the only award where the general public vote.
Yeah. Oh.
And you have to SMS in your vote. You get to vote 10 times per one SIM card and
that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
The 5 guys have already been chosen, so you can only vote for one of the 5 of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is a money-making scheme in my eyes.
Yeah. Sounds
well, of
why
course.
Can't they just do it on the... Like
well,
you guys vote.
Yeah, just phone in and be like, I want to vote for this guy. You're still using money, but using data
select,
bundles. That's what I was saying. But yeah, so these guys have been chosen and there's 9 groups, well, 7 groups of 5 of us. And it's going to be fun, man. It's a really interesting selection this year.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
We'll see
that in certain categories, there's like a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Like in a category, you get like 4 guys that's friends and they're all nominated for the same award.
It's like in the intermediate. In the intermediate is Robbie Collins, Prince, Ebenezer, and who are the other 2 guys? I think Alfred, Adrian, and someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're already 4 guys, friends.
Yeah.
Just like guys.
Yeah, but I mean,
all of us
the industry's not that big.
Hell? the industry.
It's big, but it's not that big.
It's big, but in terms of guys that have registered, I mean,
they're all meeting each other.
I think they've said like 200 and odd comedians, 204 comedians registered this year or something for the awards.
Yeah,
which is still a lot.
Not that many guys. Yeah, not that many guys registered, but there are a shitload of comedians.
Yeah,
there is.
There are plenty. In Joburg alone, there are about 300 comedians.
Yeah, but if you look at, like, if you go into the big club gigs here,
it's the same guys.
It's going to be those guys because they're the big guys that draw the crowds. So,
and not just that, we know the quality. The guys that you don't normally see are normally the guys that are shit.
For sure.
That's basically what it is. If you don't see them on a lineup, it's probably because they can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It has to be. Because, I mean, the thing is, if you guys aren't going to practice, it's pointless putting you on at a proper show, for example. So if you don't rock up to the Kitcheners, the Poppies, the Bannister Hotel, the Shakers, if you're not going to come through and do the thing, you're not going to book them for your gigs, are you?
No.
You see, you need to have that point of reference to go, look, yeah, I've seen this guy
the
before.
Confidence in them.
Or I've heard about them, and they've said good things. Let me put this guy on my lineup.
Yes, no, true.
That's what it comes down to, man.
Dave wants to know why you didn't brush your teeth.
I brushed my teeth this morning, actually. It's a two-day buffer, man, because after 2 days, things start stinking. They aren't supposed to stink. It is a real problem. I've tested this thing countless times, in and out, and I've just been like, yeah, no, this is not the way my chest is supposed to smell. This is weird. This is weird for everybody.
How's the chest supposed to smell?
Like, just skin, son. This is like supposed nothing. To smell like, if you smell the back of your hand now, that lotion smell, that's what it's supposed to smell like.
Okay, good.
If it doesn't smell like that, you have a problem.
You've got a problem.
Okay.
Because then you can just imagine what the parts that do stink smell like.
Jeez.
Rule of thumb, man. I'm learning. Yeah. I'm learning. To save water and to waste water.
This hygiene
is all about the opposite.
Brought to you.
So
now you know.
Ladies and gents, it is 25 minutes to 9. It's supposed to be Breakfast Beer Club. Do you have news on beer for us?
Dave's drinking a beer.
Good, Brandon.
Waiting to
do this thing. So what, do we have to phone him again?
He wants you to phone him so he can do Breakfast Beer.
Oh, okay, cool. Shit, background music gone. And, well, I don't know how your phone works. You know how your phone works.
I do know
how. So do the damn thing. Okay, so what normally happens here is the guys were initially drinking beer at this point. We taste a new beer and we go, this is amazing. But then they shouted at us because they're like, you can't get drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we apologize.
But also, we never said this is amazing.
We did. Well, I did.
No, maybe once.
I didn't care. I didn't know how to speak about beer. I couldn't be like, oh man, this is so manly. This is delicious. No, it doesn't sound manly.
I can taste the hops.
I can taste the flavor and sweat and stuff. We can. We're allowed to.
We run out of.
It's Breakfast Beer Club.
No, it's Breakfast Beer Club.
You sent us a photo saying
section.
It's Breakfast Beer Club. So we want to know what your beer you're drinking is and what it tastes like. Go.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And
no, I'm at my mom's house. So I'm reading a people magazine.
You know these comedians, eh? Lifestyles of the rich and the famous.
One
showering. The only time I ever get to read the People and the U magazine at the same time at your mom's house.
What about Eisgenoot? Does your mother not buy?
Listen, if you want material, there's stuff to hear, man. Woo!
Is there? What's going on? What's in the news? We'll do the news after this because the news is supposed to be up front.
Eric's got news.
Yeah, man.
Beyonce showed her
now.
Twins, so
yeah,
everyone must talk
Beyonce
about that.
Beyonce did that shit. I'm
happy that the announcement went smoothly because at one of the finals on the actual night they had an after party, and Chris McAvoy did 20 minutes of comedy on stage after the
awards. Who's Chris
McAvoy?
And
he's a great comic. Chris McAvoy is a fucking smart comic, sort of a cerebral comic, very funny thoughts.
Okay.
But to do it after you just awarded an award to Trevor Noah and everyone's happy and sitting at the after party and we just sit and talk to our friends.
Nobody wants
He's going to go up there and do 10 minutes of comedy. I think it was like. And John asked him if he wanted to do it and said, yeah, he must do it. And I thought, like, John should know better than that. You don't do comedy after an awards evening.
He does know better than that. That's why he did it.
Yeah, maybe he's just funny. I don't know. But I think the roasting thing is better because the reason why you can't do comedy in front of comedians is we travel with each other.
So we know, we've seen you countless times,
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I changed my set. People say, you improvise. I'm like, no, I'm bored of my own shit. I'll be halfway through a joke and think, haven't you guys heard this? And then I realize, no, it's actually me. I've heard this joke. But then I change it.
Just me. I said this.
I said this joke before.
Okay, although, at Grahamstown, I did the same set twice and didn't realize.
Breakfast Beer Club.
The Breakfast Beer Club, unfortunately, there's only castle lights here, but it's actually nice. I'm watching the sea. I'm watching the ships come in. Then I watch them roll away again.
It's nice.
just sitting on the dock of the caravan park.
Sounds like a metaphor for life you just hit us with there.
Gee, thanks. Listen, I think we should have Robin on again. He's very, he wraps all the shit that we talk, he wraps it up nicely. He's
yeah.
Like a synopsis.
Yes. So someone's making sense of the shit that's coming out of our mouth.
It's almost like live. We thought it was your job, Brandon, but we realized.
Yeah, no, well, listen. I thought your guy's job was to be on time.
Yeah, well.
Some of us. Or just be here.
Some of us don't have showers at home yet, but soon we will, and we will be on time.
Just reading the general news here.
Let's
taxi drivers are killing people.
That's,
molesters
that's
granted a reprieve. The that. Child pornography ring has been shattered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Scottsboro, my friends.
The child pornography ring in Scottsboro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like even saying the word ring and child pornography in the same sentence, but anyway.
Well, in my news, what I read over the past 2 days, the first one was Shia LaBeouf, you know, the dude from Transformers and that other movie.
I thought it was LaBeouf.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, that guy. Well, okay. I want to be fancy about this. It's like bouquet. You don't say bouquet. It's a bouquet, man.
Yeah.
The F is silent.
Bouquet.
Right, so he apologized because he had a racist incident while drunk. And he was feeling
that's
very
the
bad
best
about
time.
That.
That's the best time to
no,
be
that's not the time to be racist. That's the time to be humble and sit
time.
Down and feel like Kendrick Lamar.
Humble.
Yeah, sit down, be humble. That's the thing. And then, yeah, so he apologized after saying some racist things to an African-American police officer. So he had to apologize and he did the thing and people are like, okay, we'll forgive you.
But that guy's not good in his head.
Yeah, we're like, we know.
Everyone knows that he's
we
crazy.
We know that you are always drunk. So, I mean, maybe it was just a drunk episode. We are sorry.
I think he's crazy.
No, racism
sober.
doesn't belong in it just doesn't belong there, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't belong
there. And then the second piece of news was obviously Beyonce's picture of her children. Why do we all, have a question.
What is the thing with
this? I thought you were going to say Beyonce's picture of her, and then you said children. I'm like, whew.
What?
Another one of those.
You're ready. Dave already was searching Beyonce's.
No. Black China has a temporary restraining order against Rob. So it's only temporary. So she can only keep him away for that long before he gets nudes again.
Yeah.
But now we've all seen her goodies. Now we've all seen
it. Yeah, I've seen it. It's nice. Well, I don't know what to say. Like, here's my thing.
I must admit, I also saw this very neat.
Yes.
It's like a coin slot.
Beautiful. Right. Here's my thing.
Make a kissing sound?
Yes, he did.
Off my fingers.
Yes, he did.
I did. Right.
Off his chest.
Listen, Brandon, I'm not there. Did Eric put his fingers to his lips?
He did. Yes, he did exactly
I did the whole Italian thing.
He was his chest earlier,
Dave. Here's my thing when it comes to nudes. I don't understand what to do if I receive them. Not to say that I receive nudes, but...
You send them to me and Brandon, and we judge them out of
Yes, we'll give you a score.
Okay, so I'll do that in future. But I meant, like, in the past, like, I when I was in school, I did
Rick,
have episodes...
I'll send you all my nudes, but I'll crash your server.
That no, send them. I don't care. My phone is...
But he's talking about actual nudes of himself.
No, don't. Don't you vent of other people. It's going to be like, goddamn, Dave, you're holding
it's
back on us.
So desperate for nudes.
You're holding back on us here, man. Yeah.
Like
so
it looks like a tennis racket with a shoe on it.
No, man. No. That is nasty. Okay, cool.
Okay, listen, wait, I'm sipping my ice cold house light here, watching the sea, and I'm going to go carry on now.
Okay, yeah. So thank you, Dave. I'll do the last piece of
enjoy,
thank you.
Dave.
I'm also doing renovations. I bought my mom a non-slam toilet seat.
Non-slam. So what? Doesn't matter how hard you throw it down, it doesn't make that noise.
It doesn't slam. It's got a special mechanism.
It just stops itself from slamming.
The 21st
I threw the instructions away, so I'm busy installing it.
Technology.
you threw the instructions away.
I call that renovations, my friend.
That is funny. Good luck with your toilet seat, Dave. We love you.
Thanks, Pete. Enjoy the show.
Bye, thanks. Dave. You too.
Cheers, man.
Bye.
Okay, but now we went from Beyonce and her kids to nudes.
Dude, Black China and the nudes.
But you were on the same vibe as me. Why? With the kids. But also, is one called Sir?
One what?
Of the kids?
I don't know what their names are.
It's like Sir and Rooney. I'm
something
like,
weird.
I'm sure. I was like driving here and I was like, did they just say Sir?
Okay. let's introduce our guy that is supposed to be a... Hey, you know when guys get nominated, they just rock up late for
you
things.
You know, celebrities.
Yeah.
Celebrities.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tabi Somslongo has joined us in studio. Are you alive? Are you awoke? Are you there? Okay, he's
yes, the boys in the building.
Blazing. Okay, do you know anything about this? This story of Beyonce and her children pictures and what their names are.
Well, I saw the picture
online.
Okay.
With her and the twins. Beyonce looks hot, guys.
Yeah, for a lady that just had twins.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and she looks like you need more kids in you. Let's do this again.
Jay-Z ain't hitting it right.
Somebody's messing up somewhere.
That's funny.
Hey, guys, how you guys doing, man?
Yeah, cool, man. How are you?
Good, man. Right.
What? Yo, I thought you were 7 minutes away when I was 15 minutes away.
Oh, yeah.
And now you are here. What happened? Let's go. See, another one. Late.
You got those showers.
Well, you know these nominees, huh?
Okay, so...
they celebrities the excuses, now.
The excuses that have already been used are, I'm in Durban and I had to shower via Scottle.
Yeah, so...
What is your excuse?
You better not be one of those.
Let me tell you guys. I take public transport.
Okay.
So
Sounds real.
I was in Randburg, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is that side, the taxis to Rivonia and are mixed. So now, the only way the driver can come through this side using Rivonia Road is when he's done with everyone.
Oh, so you were last.
Everyone.
You were last
dish. Last person.
You were last dish.
Yeah. I saw him go past and I was like, dude.
It does, like, but it's just back. So deep for, I mean.
It's too early in the morning.
It's amazing how he knows everyone.
You have to practice your lies, man. You can't just.
In the mirror, would I believe that? Would I believe this lie? I think I would. Okay, yeah, cool. So
we live.
Beyonce, blazing. What's up, Facebook people? So what happened was Beyonce had her twins. She posted a picture. I didn't see the picture. I don't know. But apparently, like, why do they name their kids so strangely? Northwest. Whose child is North? Northwest is Kanye West.
Kanye, right.
Northwest.
And then they had another child.
Saint West.
I mean,
who? But isn't there like Blue Ivy or something?
Blue Ivy is their first child.
Yeah.
Who's there? Beyonce and Jay-Z's first child.
But this other twin's going to grow up. And then he's going to, like, you know when you fill in the forms? Mr. Sir Carter.
Sir, it's gonna be confusing. Mr. Sakata.
People are gonna go, sorry,
no,
sir.
But no.
How do you know me? How do you know me? Who are you?
Yeah. Sorry,
what's
sir.
Your name?
You talking to me?
Imagine if he gets knighted one day.
That's funny.
No, sir,
I knight you, sir. Sir.
Sir.
No. That's in case you didn't pick it up. I said no.
Wow. Yeah.
I believe they're gonna break up.
Yeah. I was worried about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Beyonce's gonna wait for me.
You know when
I have faith.
You know when kids give themselves a nickname as soon as they can speak, because they're over this.
Yeah.
As soon as they understand what their name means, they're like, "Oh, I need a nickname."
Yeah.
Like this, I can't have my kids, my friends going like, "Hey, sir."
Yeah. What's up, sir?
Sir.
Hey, sir. No, it's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work. I was worried about starting this conversation because I didn't know their surnames. Not gonna lie, I was gonna be like, "Sir Z."
Sir Z.
Is that not Jay-Z's surname?
Sir Z.
My bad.
I'm sure that's something out of Game of Thrones, Susie.
Because I forgot Beyonce's surname. It's like, I know it starts with a K, but it's not pronounced. What? The K is silent. Like,
Beyonce knows.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
That's
knows.
Yeah. I knows her.
Okay.
You want to know.
Sounds like you know.
That's so dope. That is so dope. Oh, yeah. And then the last piece of news I had was, what do you call it? The Rock wants to run for president in 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we went from Barack to The Rock. Man.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, man.
No, I feel like he can do it.
He looks strong enough
to be president.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger.
He does.
He looks strong enough to do anything.
It's like that Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Schwarzenegger thing.
Governor of California, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think South Africa will ever get to that place where, like, celebrities feel like I can be president?
Yo.
What celebrities, though?
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. Dr. Malinga. President Malinga! How do you feel about the state of the nation? That would be crazy, though.
Yeah.
That is so blazing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Would it work? I don't know.
I mean, which South African celebrity would be the best?
Can you imagine, like, Queen Maroka as the, what you call it? The public protector.
Oh.
But it's kind of happening. That guy from Generations, the guy with the nose.
Oh,
he's somewhere in the actual politician.
Which one with the nose?
EFF. The guy, he used to be Dr. Mandla.
Mandla.
Okay. Right. He used to do the thing, and he's actually...
Yeah, he's... I mean, if Julius and all those other guys die... and then...
You have this
we
one.
We vote for the EFF, and then he's the only surviving guy.
He'll have to fire.
Then he'll have to be the president.
Yeah. Can you imagine going for an audition to join...
Can you act?
Do you know how to act?
We're not looking for a political
thing. Yeah, we don't want a political thing. We just need you to act. We'll give you a script before we go to parliament.
Yeah.
Stick to the script. Don't improvise. If you improvise, you're out. Sure.
Well, Fikile thinks he's a celebrity.
No, Fikile Mlula.
Yeah, he thinks he's a.
Yeah.
Fikile I mean, Mlula he actually did. He actually did sleep with Beyonce.
You did?
What?
What is this? Okay.
What? Okay,
tell us more.
Yes.
Don't you know this?
No.
Oh, it's common facts.
Fiki
Levi. He went to the States. He sat next to Beyonce there.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, his name is Fana Mukwena. Kurt.
Yeah, there we go. That's his name. That's his name.
Fana Mukwena for president.
Yeah, that'll be blazing. Yeah, so that was his thing. He said he wants to run because he feels like he's ready and he wants to take on a bigger responsibility.
The biggest responsibility.
So like not from running away from
tattoos over his tooth fairies and stuff, muscles and being the Scorpion King and having a ponytail. Like he's done with all of that. He wants to be the president.
Yeah,
President Dwayne Johnson.
Americans just might.
Yeah, they might.
They voted for Donald Trump. Listen,
like, yes, there we go. Point.
So we can go from reality TV to movies.
That's where it started. Reality TV.
It would actually be a step up.
Yeah.
From Trump to anywhere.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can step down.
Yeah, you can't.
That's fine.
You'd have to resurrect Hitler.
Yeah.
Elect him as American president.
And still wonder like, hey.
Yeah, but is he worth it?
How come this guy's better than him?
You guys.
At least Hitler would make sense.
Though. Yeah, I know for sure.
Sometimes I listen to Donald. Like, you know, sometimes when you give yourself a chance, you're like, maybe I'll be interested. Then he speaks for like 10 minutes, and at the end of it, you're like,
We're gonna make those
were words. But I don't know if they were constructed in the right manner to make
those,
sense.
The word order there was very incorrect.
I don't agree.
And then in other news, Conor McGregor and what's his name?
Floyd Mayweather.
Press conference. Oh, yeah, what I wanted
I
to
heard
say
about
was
that, yeah.
Fikile Mbalula, champion. Guys, have you read his tweets?
Have you been reading his tweets?
Yes, have you read his tweets?
Yes, yes. No.
The one before I went to bed last night destroyed me. So, some guy posted a picture of this really pretty girl in police uniform.
See that one?
Yeah. Right. So, he posts this picture of this really pretty girl and he's like, yo, minister, where can I go to find this police officer?
Like what station
need,
is she at?
Yeah, what station is she at? I need to have an affidavit made.
Okay.
So Vikile replies, he's like, you don't need an affidavit, you are just thirsty. Go buy a Schweppes.
Of all drinks,
Schweppes.
Yeah,
so like I was saying, Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. Yeah.
Guys, do you think that's real?
It's real. They're gonna fight, but is it gonna just be
like a close one, and then they're gonna have a rematch because then they're gonna make
more money.
But here's the thing, though. I don't see it being close.
Floyd
is a professional boxer, guys.
Yeah.
The other guy is a professional fighter. Those are two different things.
It is different.
It would be amazing if they both just walked in, hit each other once, and they both fell down.
Yeah, I think it's more.
I think they'd lose a lot of money there. That's where they'd lose money.
No, they already
stooges, man.
They're already billionaires from this thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, the fight. I feel like the fight needs to go the distance because of advertisements. They need to make the money off of all the ads. They're both paying for.
But also, that side is pay per view. So
yeah.
They can't give you a 10-second thing if people are paying to actually watch this thing, even if it's from the TV or.
What if it gets knocked out? First punch around one, boom,
by accident.
Gone.
By accident.
They'll never believe it.
This is the funniest
people
thing.
People won't believe it.
This is the funniest thing. Friend of my brother went to go watch. You know when Layla Ali came to fight that South African chick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So they went to the Big Top Arena. They got
to watch the fight.
Everything was dope. They sat down. They were waiting. They were watching all the undercards fight.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. Then the main fight came. Then this guy was like, hey, before this fight starts, let me run to the queue, grab something to drink so I can come back.
Do it, man.
Ran to the queue. When he came back, they were clearing out. Because Layla Ali knocked that chick out in 23 seconds.
That's bad.
And you have to watch all that other rubbish before.
You're mad at the girl who got knocked out. What the hell's wrong with you?
You paid 700 for a ticket to stand in a queue. That's basically what you did.
That's
basically what you did.
Oh, man, that's a waste.
Yeah,
and most of the guys rolled around on the floor anyway for the whole fight.
Yeah,
so.
23 seconds is good. Out cold. Gone with your $700. You saw other people fight. People who don't even have names. You don't even remember their names.
The one with the red shorts.
You remember that guy with the tattoo on his chest? Yo, he must punch that other guy in the face.
That's what happens in boxing. You get punched in the face.
That's basically all you can talk about. On the way home, just like, so what did Layla Ali do? No, but not Layla Ali. Did you see that other? No.
Now you have to talk about amateur fights the whole night. The guy in green trunks, man. Oh, he was amazing.
You were there, but you weren't really there.
I hope Floyd wins. Though. It would suck him winning in his entire career and then losing to a non-boxer.
Yeah, I would say I hope he gets his ass kicked, but that wouldn't be cool. Literally, because if what's his name, if Conor McGregor kicks Floyd, he gets sued. He can't kick.
Oh, he's not allowed. Yeah, it's supposed
to be a boxing match.
Yeah, you know what would have been dope? Best out of three.
Yeah.
First we do boxing. Second we do MMA.
And then we do a combined mix.
Yeah.
Mix
and then one. The rest in WWE. Yeah.
Bring Vince McMahon there.
No, then we put a bear in the cage.
No.
And we put them both in and
with the bear.
Yeah.
You guys are watching too many movies. Now.
First one is a boxing match. Second one is MMA. And then the third one, whoever loses it, FIFA is a bitch.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's where we go.
Yeah. That's how we sort it out.
But I think Floyd will lose. That guy has more aggression in him. Even though it's only boxing, they fight on different levels.
I don't think Conor will resist the urge to kick and elbow and.
It's
a fight, man.
Yeah, but it's all about training. So for the months are going up to that fight, he's just gonna train
just
boxing.
Training boxing, yeah. He's been just training boxing. Did you guys see his suit?
You see his suit?
Round he's tired.
Six,
no,
someone's
like,
going to elbow someone.
I'm tired of this.
You know, when these. People take off the gloves,
spinning back.
Boost! that's going to happen.
Just hit him with a spinning back elbow.
The fuck you suit. That was dope.
That fuck you suit was blazing. Did you see?
No,
bro. Pinstripe. Pinstripe suit, but it's not even pinstripes.
It's little words. Fuck you.
I'm going to show you this.
Okay.
I have this picture.
Yeah.
His suit really was dope. Literally just little fuck you.
That suit made me think about I should get my wardrobe together.
Dog.
Yeah. You can't keep living alone.
Your wardrobe can make statements.
Yeah. Right?
But the thing is,
literal statements.
The thing is, he said he was going to do it and nobody believed him.
Okay.
So he was just like, okay, I'm going to show you guys. Me, I'm going to get a fuck you suit. And he got a fuck you suit.
But, you see,
I don't think people knew what the fuck you suit was.
Yeah.
He hasn't said, though, I'm going to knock Floyd out or I'm going to beat him. He's been talking trash, but he avoids those words.
People hate you.
Yeah.
You're dressed like a kid.
Yeah, you're a little bitch. Do this, do that. But he won't say, I'm going to beat you.
No, they had the press conference.
Is that a pink flower on his suit?
Yes.
It says, fuck you all the way.
With a pink flower right there.
Oh, that's funny. No. So they had the press conference.
Yeah.
And in the thing, they go on stage and they talk shit about each other, right?
Yeah.
So they just had Connor's clip on, what you call it, on Instagram that I saw yesterday. And Connor goes on and he's like, yeah, this is weird. He's 40 years old and he dresses like he does.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What
he dresses
fuck?
Like a little kid.
Yeah, and he dresses like a little
dress
kid.
Your age.
This is fucked up. Dress your age. And what's this? You're walking around with a backpack. You can't even read.
He wasn't.
Oh,
he wasn't dissing. Yeah. That's a proper scolding.
That's
I'm sick and tired of you, Floyd. Like, wearing like you're a little baby.
Why do you have a backpack? You can't even read. He's like,
What you got in there?
This is
books?
How you get your ass kicked.
But I mean, like on what Tabiso was saying about the fact that if you're gonna fight. And he's Floyd is used to trash talking in terms of how he's going to beat you, how he's going to win. In this UFC stuff, guys are like 5 losses, 1 win, but they're like major fighters.
Yeah.
And in the boxing, how's Floyd? Like 16-0, 17-0 and that?
No, he's 40
something. I lost him years back.
He's Undertaker level.
Yeah,
he's when it comes to WrestleMania.
Yeah, this is basically Floyd's WrestleMania fight. Like second last WrestleMania fight.
I hope it doesn't happen like that. Because remember how they kept dragging Undertaker's thing for too long?
Because
it was too old and they kept going, yeah, but you're
you know he's not that old, right?
This guy's going to come and fight you now. Undertaker for everyone, dude.
Undertaker.
Yeah,
WrestleMania.
He's been on that since I was a kid.
Yeah.
He's got to be old.
He's always
he is
been
old.
On.
He is old.
Anyway, no. The thing is, I can say he's old as well because when I started watching wrestling, Undertaker still used to come into the ring on a bike.
Yeah,
on a bike. I don't know about that.
First used to come in just with the gloves.
Some purple gloves.
There was a time where.
So when it was the coffin?
Like a cow.
We're going down. I used to bring him in a coffin.
No, man. After that. After the what you call it. Because he had the whole biker series. He used to wear a what you call it. Before Kane was bald as well. While Kane still wore the mask.
That's when SmackDown was coming.
That's when Yes.
That time there was just one wrestling.
Yeah, that time it was just SmackDown. It was just SmackDown on a Wednesday night.
He was a biker guy.
Yeah, he was
a proper
biker.
A lot. He used to get the mic and trash talk.
I'll show you.
But
what
before that, he was silent. He was just
there. Yeah, now he's just...
Now he never said anything.
That's what he looked like. He came in wearing either a beanie or a bandana. And then...
Okay.
But now back to Floyd and
McGregor.
Like, yeah. I mean, they've taken like this whole thing on tour, just the way, like these things. They just go on stage. They've gone from city to city and to just shout at each other. Yeah. Like, I mean, they should actually just cancel the whole fight and just travel around and just do, I could just watch them tour. Shouting at each other, because that's probably more entertaining.
Doing roast battles.
Yeah.
Yeah, Floyd.
Roast battles.
Can you even spell book?
Can't
read.
Yeah, it's gonna be a dope fight.
It's
I
gonna
hope.
Be cool. It's gonna be fun. And so are we doing the thing? Are we supposed to? Can I ask people to WhatsApp us? No.
0797520090.
That's the number. You heard it here first on this podcast. So
what's
happening? Something's happening.
Oh, Eric's late with everything.
Yeah. I'm so late. I wanted to squeeze it in somewhere, but we're talking so nicely. I didn't want to spoil it. Because you know how it is. Break the flow, and then people are like, yeah, this guy, we're having such a cool conversation.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, you went to tell us about all that WhatsApp things.
Yeah, no, it's done. It's done. No, we basically done. That has been the hour. Thank you, Tabiso, for joining us for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You have been cool. Absolutely the coolest.
That's what's going to happen with the fight. This whole
Floyd is going to rock up for the last two rounds only. Yeah. The rest of the fight is just McGregor by MCL. Yeah. I'm going to punch this motherfucker when he gets here.
Trash talk. Where are you, Floyd? Did you get lost?
It's because you can't read signs. I know you're not driving, but your driver also can't read. shit. This is crazy. Guys, thank you for coming. You guys are absolutely awesome. And we'll have you on the show again, because Dave always says this, but I mean it.
But you'll actually do it.
I've had people on the show twice. Ask Tabiso. This is like your ninth time.
Eight, nine times.
Yeah, this is
the ninth time. People always say this. Even in shows, they're like, yeah, man, you're welcome here anytime.
But then they never come back.
And then you must just come back the next week. Yeah, just stand there. Like you said, no, I'm welcome back. Yeah.
Let's
do this.
Let's do this. Yeah, but cool.
That for real.
Let's do this. Literally. Thank you for coming, Tabiso. Anything from you? Say cheers.
Well done on
the
nomination.
Well done on the nomination.
Thank you, guys.
Say thank you. Say bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks. Robin, thank you for coming. We're going to have you again as well. Say thank you. Say bye.
Thank you. Say bye.
Brandon.
Goodbye, everybody. This is Friday. Done.
This is fun. That is Brandon, Robin, Tabiso. I am Eric. We will see you just now.
Cliff Central. This is CliffCentral.com.